Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the wild world of social media and real life. Ever feel like you're sending messages into the void? You know that feeling when you type out a perfectly crafted comment, hit send, and then crickets? Silence. Well, friends, today we're diving deep into mindful communication. Because let's face it, in this digital age of endless scrolling and quick replies, truly connecting with others feels like finding a hidden oasis. But here's the good news. Mindful communication isn't some mystical art form reserved for Zen masters. It's about being present, intentional, and actually listening, something we all crave, deep down. Think of it like this. Before you hit send on that text, take a beat. Breathe in, breathe out. Consider your words, their tone, and the message you want to convey. Are you coming from a place of authenticity and kindness? Because real connections are built on empathy and understanding, not just empty likes or quick reactions. Here's 5 key takeaways to level up your communication game. First, active listening is your secret weapon. It's more than just hearing the words. It's truly absorbing the message, acknowledging their feelings, and responding thoughtfully. Imagine having a conversation where you feel truly seen and heard. That's the magic of active listening. Second, empathy is your superpower. Try to see things from their perspective. Even if you disagree, understanding their point of view builds bridges instead of walls. It's about putting yourself in their shoes and connecting on a human level. Third, clarity is king. Think before you type. Choose words that accurately reflect your thoughts and feelings. Avoid ambiguity and assumptions, because miscommunication can lead to frustration and hurt feelings. Fourth, nonverbal cues matter. Your tone of voice, facial expressions, and body language speak volumes. When communicating online, try to inject some warmth and personality into your messages. Emojis can be your friends. A simple smiley face can go a long way in conveying your genuine intentions. Finally, be present. Put down your phone, turn off the notifications, and give your full attention to the person you're interacting with. In today's world of constant distractions, being present is a radical act of kindness that shows you value their time and connection. Think about that last argument you had. Could it have been avoided with a little more mindful communication? Imagine how much smoother those interactions could be if we all practiced active listening, empathy, and clear expression. It's not just about avoiding conflict, it's about building stronger, deeper connections with the people around us. Okay, time for a real-world example. Picture this, you're hanging out with your bestie, catching up after a long week. They're venting about a stressful situation at work, maybe a demanding boss or a challenging project. Instead of jumping in with solutions, even if you have the best intentions, try active listening. Acknowledge their feelings. That sounds incredibly frustrating, or, I can see why that would be upsetting. Ask clarifying questions to show you're engaged. What was the most difficult part about it? Or, how are you coping with all of this? By genuinely listening and validating their experience, you create a space of trust and support. That's mindful communication in action, building bridges instead of adding fuel to the fire. So remember, friends, mindful communication isn't just about talking, it's about truly connecting. It takes effort, but the rewards are immeasurable. Stronger relationships, deeper understanding, and a sense of genuine connection in a world that often feels disconnected. Now go out there and make some meaningful connections. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences. I'd love to hear how you're practicing mindful communication in your own lives. Until next time, keep it real, keep it mindful, and keep those connections strong.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.